This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. The United States has approved the sale of Hawkeye 360 technology to India to boost the country's surveillance capabilities. The move will enhance India's maritime domain awareness in the Indo-Pacific region. In a statement, U.S. Defense Security Cooperation Agency said the proposed sale will improve India's capabilities to meet the current and future threats by bolstering its maritime domain awareness, analytical abilities, and strategic posture. In the wake of the recent terrorist attack in Pahalgam, India has banned the entry of Pakistani ships at Indian ports. It has also prohibited Indian ships from visiting Pakistani ports. Directorate General of Shipping, in a statement, said that any ship bearing the flag of Pakistan shall not be allowed to visit any Indian port. It also said that Indian flagships will also not visit any ports of Pakistan. The DGS said that the restrictions have been put in place with immediate effect until further order. The decision has been taken to ensure safety of Indian assets, cargo and connected infrastructure in public interest and for the interest of the Indian shipping. It added that any exemption or dispensation from this order shall be examined and decided on case-to-case basis. President Draupadi Murmu has said that India is committed to mutually beneficial and sustainable partnership with all African countries. President Murmu met President of Angola, João Lourenço, at Rashtrapati Bhavan and hosted a banquet in his honour. The president said India shares a special friendship with African countries, including Angola. She appreciated the important role played by Angola in promoting peace, security and stability in Africa. President Murmu also appreciated President Lourenço's strong expression of sympathy and support in the wake of the recent terrorist attack in Pahalgam in Jammu and Kashmir.
भारत अफ्रीकी महाद्वीप में शांति और सुरक्षा को बढ़ावा देने की आपकी प्रतिबद्धता पर अडिग है। जम्मू कश्मीर के पहलगाम में हुई नृशंस आतंकवाद हमले के बाद आपके समर्थन और एकजुटता की प्रबल अभिव्यक्ति के लिए भारत सरकार और भारत की जनता की ओर से आपको धन्यवाद। इस घटना ने एक बार फिर दर्शाया है कि अंतर्राष्ट्रीय समुदाय को आतंकवाद और उसे बढ़ावा देने वालों को रोकने के लिए ठोस कदम उठाने की
Master classes on filmmaking and cultural events will be main attraction on the last day of the World Audio Visual Entertainment Summit, that is WAVES 2025, in Mumbai today. The four-day summit, which began on Thursday, was inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The summit, with the tagline "Connecting Creators, Connecting Countries," is poised to position India as a global hub for media, entertainment and digital innovation. The summit is witnessing participation from over 90 countries, with more than 10,000 delegates. The National Testing Agency, NTA, will conduct the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test, NEET UG 2025, today across over 5,000 centres in the country and 13 cities abroad. NTA, in a statement, said that all preparations and logistical arrangements for organising a safe and secure examination have been made. Singapore's long-ruling People's Action Party, PAP, secured another landslide victory in the general elections, extending its 66-year rule. Election Department has announced that Prime Minister Lawrence Wong's PAP won 82 parliamentary seats after vote counting concluded, with five additional seats won uncontested, giving them a total of 87 out of 97 seats. Mr. Wong thanked the voters for giving his party a strong mandate.
Thank you, Marsiling UT voters, for the strong mandate that you have given to me and my team. This is my first election as Prime Minister and as Secretary General of the PAP. We are grateful once again for your strong mandate. We will honour the trust that you have given to us by working even harder for all of you. Together, we will work even harder to improve the lives of every resident in Marsiling UT.
In IPL cricket, host Royal Challengers Bengaluru narrowly defeated Chennai Super Kings by 2 runs in last night. In today's fixtures, hosts Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Rajasthan Royals at 3:30 at Eden Gardens, while in the evening, Punjab Kings will face Lucknow Super Giants at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.